Back on Sports Call live from Radio Row at SEC Media Days, J.J. Jackson and Brooks Childress with the voice of the Auburn Tigers, Andy Burcham, former host of this program, and now, of course, you can listen to his play-by-play of Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball all throughout the year. We've made it, Andy. SEC Media Days is here. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. My pleasure to be with you guys today. It brings back memories of the days that that Bill and I were here doing this show and on your side of the microphone rather than on this side. It's interesting to come here and to be a part of it again. You know, a year ago, which would have been my first SEC football media days, but there was no SEC football media days. So I was anxious to get to come here this year and to talk to a lot of folks, including you and Brooks, and just be a part of what's going on here.
So we've heard a lot about Brian Harsin, obviously, leading up to today, a big moment for him, the new Auburn football head coach. He's now spoken in the main media room, very, very lengthy talker, as we've already grown to learn and that sort of thing, but really impressed a whole lot of people. You surprised at all by any of this?
No, I'm not. And I listen, say what you want about Gus Malzahn. This was not something I think that he really enjoyed doing that much. It's a necessary part of the job. But I think Brian Harsin, I'm not going to say that he enjoys it, but he goes about it in a different manner. And he will expound on a question or his thought. And it's just very different than what we've had in the past. And I've talked to a couple folks about getting to interview him, and I've done it a number of times, and grateful to be able to do that in various settings, including the Birmingham Rotary luncheon yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And with Coach Malzahn, you had to be ready for your next question all the time. With Coach Harsin, you better make sure that you let him answer your question. And then be ready for your next question.
You never know when it's going to end either, when the explanation's going to end.
Right. You need to be ready, but you also don't want to cut him off. You want him to go ahead and say what he wants to say, and typically it's done eloquently and done with some conviction, too.
And so you mentioned a minute ago that we didn't have SEC Media Days last year, obviously, in person, really at all. In any form, what did you miss most about not being able to attend media days?
This right here. I mean, just getting to talk to people, getting to talk to my colleagues, getting to talk to you guys, other friends that I've made in this business, getting to meet new folks in this business, and getting to listen to some of the coaches and the players. You know, that's been the constant of SEC football media days or SEC basketball media days. What you guys are doing now, that's been the evolution, and all of the different breakout rooms and that type of thing, and how it's covered, that has changed dramatically. But just, you know, every time we do an event together, the first thing I tell is it's just great to see people.
Yeah.
It's great to see folks not in a Zoom call. You know, it's good to see people here in person, to get to shake someone's hand, tell them how much we appreciate what they do for Auburn and what they do for the Auburn Sports Network, what you guys do for the Auburn Sports Network. And I'm just glad we can do it in person.
Without a doubt. So for Auburn, in addition to Brian Harsin, Bo Nix is here, and Owen Papo is here as well. T.J. Finley comes into the mix in that quarterback room, and a lot of people have questions on what the position looks like and who's going to be the guy. You might tend to believe that if Bo Nix is here, he's going to be QB1 going into the season. Are you connecting those dots, Andy, or how do you see all that?
I think it's hard not to connect those dots. I don't think you bring your quarterback here if you don't think that he's going to be the starter.
Right.
But I do believe that Coach Harsin likes the competition in that quarterback room. I think he likes the depth that he has in that quarterback room. Auburn didn't have that depth a year ago. Fortunately, Auburn didn't lose Bo Nix during the season. So it's hard for me to say that it's Bo Nix's job. Forget it. There's going to be competition. I don't think that Coach Harsin, and I don't know this for sure, it's speculation on my part, but I don't think he's told Bo, say, it's your job, don't worry about it. I don't get that as his personality. at this point. But listen, Bo's been the starter since the first snap of his freshman year. Owen Papo has been the starter at linebacker since the first defensive snap of his freshman year. There's a lot of similarities between these two young men that are representing Auburn here in Birmingham.
Let's talk about Bo a little bit more. You've gotten a chance to obviously speak with him over the years that he's been with the football team. What's changed? What just Bo Nix, like, what do you think when you think about him?
Well, I think about his dad first.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to cover Patrick in the early 90s and the mid-90s at Auburn. And, you know, the pass he makes to Frank Sanders in the Iron Bowl in 93, kind of his coming out party, and some of the games that he had at Auburn and the competitiveness of his father. And he has that same competitive fire. He has more physical attributes than his dad. He has a better arm than his dad did. He runs the ball more. I think Patrick could have been a running quarterback, but that wasn't done at Auburn at that time. He has all the physical tools needed. There have been times where he has been spectacular. And there have been times where he has struggled.
Right.
And unfortunately, some of those struggles have come most consistently on the road. And that needs to change. I talked with Bob Beeler, who is the play-by-play voice for Boise State. I called Bob shortly after Coach Harsin was hired. Just kind of get the lay of the land. What's he like to work with?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And unsolicited, one of the last things he told me was that he would be surprised. He would be shocked if we don't see improvement in Patrick Nix under Brian Harsin. Now, this was before
Bo Nix,
excuse me. I've done that before. Maybe Patrick couldn't still improve. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
But he would be surprised, shocked, if Bo Nix doesn't improve under Brian Harsin. And that was before Mike Bobo was hired as the offensive coordinator. You hear great things about quarterback development under Mike Bobo. I've heard great things about quarterback development under Brian Harsin.
Right.
I think that bodes well for Auburn and Bo Nix.
When you look at turning to the defensive side of the ball, Owen Papo, obviously here at Media Days, new defensive coordinator coming in, Derek Mason, very familiar with the SEC, very familiar with the landscape of the conference. What do you expect from Papo and this defense this year?
Well, I think when you talk about Owen Papo, you also have to talk about Zakobe McClain. I mean, those two guys, look at their tackle numbers the last 2 years. And Auburn didn't have the depth at linebacker last year that it does this year. Now, a lot of that depth behind Owen and Zakobe are unproven at this point. But Auburn has better numbers there now. I think that's good for these two guys. So to me, you don't talk about one without the other. I think they're both outstanding linebackers, probably a little smaller than you would like. Outstanding range, sideline to sideline guys. Leaders on the defense. They are not afraid to stick their, you know, put their nose in it as well. I love those two guys at the linebacker spot. I think as good as the secondary has a chance to be, those two linebackers, that to me is, that's the best part of your defense. And then there are a lot of questions to be learned about the defensive line. There's talent there. There's some depth there. But it's unproven. To me, the defensive line is a lot like the wide receiving group on the other side of the ball. I love the size of that wide receiving group. I love the depth that you had, and it's been added to thanks to the transfer portal this summer. But it's unproven. You know, we've seen glimpses in that wide receiving group. We have not seen it for a full season. We're about to, and they're going to have to step up and step up quickly.
It'll be here before we know it. I mean, we're 40-some-odd days away from kickoff between
September 4th.
Auburn and Akron, and what a great game we're expecting that to be, and just the start to the season. You feel ready, Andy? Like, what's next for you over the next?
I'm not sure I would feel ready right
sure.
now. I've been working on the spotting boards for a better part of the summer. I look to make improvements
right.
in how I go about the job. Our group, the Auburn Sports Properties Group, obviously is gearing up to this time of the season. We'll be starting Tiger Talk here in a couple of weeks. That's one of those hallmarks before
yes.
the start of a season is Tiger Talk starting again. You know, the start of fall practice is one of those hallmarks. Getting soccer and cross country and volleyball started again, you know, is right. part of that prep that goes into the year. Coach Harsin wears a blue gel bracelet. It says 1-0, 1-0. That's his mantra. And as much as we all want to talk about that trip to Penn State, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to Happy Valley for the first time. I've been to State College for women's basketball twice in the same season, but I've never been to any other sporting event there.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to 107,000 at Beaver Stadium, a whiteout game on a, you know, third game of the year. But if you ask him about Penn State, he's going to talk about Akron. That's the mantra he uses. You got to win the day. You got to win the practice. You got to win this play. And sure, they're aware of Penn State. They're getting ready for Penn State. But that first game is Akron. Will Auburn win that game? Yeah. Will Auburn beat Alabama State? Sure. I think it's important for Auburn to play well and execute in those first two games before they actually get on the road and go to Penn State in a nationally televised game.
And then, like you said, it's going to be an exciting environment up there at State College. Over the last 24 hours, I wanted to ask you, have you started Googling things to do in Austin, Texas, and Norman, Oklahoma?
That one came out of left field to me. And I think I text you because yeah. You were getting the commissioner on right after that came out. I'm not shocked in this day and age that we would see something like that, but I wasn't ready for that announcement right now. I think there is something to it. I think the fact that Commissioner Sankey said no comment rather than
no shot, yeah.
Exactly. And you're hearing the same thing from Oklahoma and Texas too. I think there is something to that. Whether that comes to fruition and how quickly that comes to fruition, I have no idea. I've been to Austin a couple times. We were there for football back in the 90s. Stan was still playing. Stan White was still playing. I've been there for women's basketball. It's a great town. I've never been to Norman, Oklahoma, but my youngest brother is an opera professor in Norman. If that occurs, the SEC's expansion will have allowed me to visit family in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where my sister lives, and perhaps Norman, Oklahoma.
That's awesome.
So we'll find out. We'll find out how all of that comes down.
We will find out for sure. It's Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, aburcham04 on Twitter, and of course you can listen to all of the Auburn Tigers athletics on the Tiger Communications family of radio stations and all across the Auburn Sports Network. Thank you for stopping by today, Andy. This has been awesome.
My pleasure, guys. Hope you've had a good time. You've had some great guests. I hope that I helped.
Yeah, no doubt.
In that just a little bit. My pleasure. I look forward to being back with you again. War Eagle.
War Eagle, Andy. Thank you for the time. That's Andy Burcham joining us here at Radio Row here on Sports Call.